AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. In his speech announcing he is running for president, New Jersey Republican Governor Chris Christie described President Obama's foreign policy as feckless. He also told the crowd at his old high school his campaign is based on telling it like it is.
When I stand up on a stage like this in front of all of you, there is one thing you will know for sure. I mean what I say, and I say what I mean, and that's what America needs right now.
Christie is the 14th announced candidate for the 2016 GOP presidential nomination. President Obama hosting Brazil's President Dilma Rousseff at the White House just under 2 years after she canceled a trip to the U.S. after revelations of NSA spying on her. In his opening of their joint news conference, Obama says the U.S. and Brazil are partners.
The cornerstone of our engagement with the region is a strong partnership with Brazil. I believe our two nations are natural partners in the Americas and around the world.
Meanwhile, the nuclear talks with Iran have been extended to July 7th. Obama says that the Iranians have to stick with the outlines from previous agreements.
I've said from the start, I will walk away from the negotiations if, in fact, it's a bad deal.
The UN is said prepared to announce Iran has met a key condition from a 2013 agreement, significantly reducing its stocks of enriched uranium. 12 more staffers, including the superintendent at the New York prison where two killers escaped 3 weeks ago, are on administrative leave. The Department of Corrections says it's part of the ongoing review of the June 6th escape. The Justice Department says police response to unrest in Ferguson, Missouri was done in a way that antagonized crowds, violated free speech rights, and made it difficult to hold the officers accountable. A summary obtained by the St. Louis Post-Dispatch suggests that the unrest was also aggravated by citizen hostility toward Ferguson police. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 13. This is AP Radio News. Pope Francis has a very busy schedule when he visits the U.S. in September. Jerry Boatlander checks the itinerary.
First stop for the 78-year-old Pope will be the White House and a meeting with the president. He'll then be the first pope to address Congress before meeting with homeless people and canonizing a new saint. In New York, the pope will speak at the UN, host an interfaith gathering at Ground Zero, then meet with children and immigrant families. He will also celebrate Mass at Madison Square Garden. The pope will then attend the World Meeting of Families in Philadelphia and host a meeting for religious liberty. He'll also meet with prisoners and celebrate Mass. Jerry Boatlander, Washington.
Two U.S. soldiers are among the 26 people wounded in a Taliban suicide attack on a NATO convoy in Afghanistan, which also left two dead. A NATO spokesman says the Americans suffered minor injuries in the attack in Kabul on the main highway leading to the airport. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.